Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio, WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to a chilly Saturday. Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it one little bit, and it's not going to get any better. Let's face it. That's just the way of the world. And they're actually, now depending on who you listen to, of course, I'm going to listen to Channel 12 because they are a partner here at News Radio WRVA. But I have had several weather people say, we might actually get a little snow. Not a lot. Not enough to worry about. It'll stick on the grass, maybe. But it is entirely possible. So we will see what happens. Now, Jordan, am I right? We are having an abridged show today.
Yes.
Okay, so we're out at 11:30.
Yes.
Because of UVA football's back.
Correct.
And who are they playing this week?
Who are they playing this week?
You know this is your job.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia, and they will crush them.
Yes.
Grind their bones right into the... They'll go whimpering
if they
home.
If they don't, they're in trouble.
Is Georgia that really that bad?
Yes.
That's a shame. I'm so sorry. But so we'll be out at 11:30 because it is UVA football time, which I know more people that are into college football than NFL. I think it's because they went to college. And I didn't. I could have. I didn't want to. I had a conversation between shows, because we're here 6 to 8 and 10 till noon. Between shows, I usually go get something to eat. I've been up since about 3. I'm hungry. And inevitably, where I end up is at our local Wawa. It's right up the street, and I can get lunch. I don't want breakfast. I want lunch. And I was standing in line waiting for my food. And I listened to this two gentlemen. One was really young, and one was, it looked like an uncle nephew type situation. And they were talking about him going to college, and I listened to him. I wasn't eavesdropping, but it's hard not to hear. And finally, I just turned because I'm a friendly person. I was like, "So, what are you going to study?" He goes, "Oh, I'm going to study business." I said, "Well, that's awesome." I said, "While you're there, take a welding class." He's like, "Welding?" He got the look of indignation on this young man's face. It was kind of impressive. I'm like, "Yeah, take a welding class." And the uncle or father or whatever said, "Welders make killer money." I'm like, "Tell me about it. Welders are making amazing money." And he goes, "Nah, I'm not going to do that. I want to be a lawyer." And I looked at him. I'm like, "That's cool. But welders make more money than lawyers." And he kind of looked at me funny. I said, "Listen, son, I'm not, go to college, get a degree." I said, "But take some classes, learn how to do something with your hands." He goes, and the father, uncle, whatever, he's sitting there agreeing with me 100%. He goes, "HVAC tech, man." I was like, "Heck, they're low, like 35,000 people right now." I said, and the kid's just looking at me funny. I said, "How old are you?" He says, "I'm 17. I said, "Okay, when I was just a little bit older than you, I moved from Richmond to New York City. And because I had some skills, I was able to get a job that not only paid me a wage, but gave me an apartment and all my utilities." And he's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "There's a bag of tools right now in my truck. Just one bag. I said, and I can feed my family anywhere. And you could see the wheels turning, you know. I said, and I told him about a friend of mine, and I've got a buddy right now. He works at a an advertising agency, very successful. Does fun job, totally digs what he does, and makes very good money. Supports his wife and kids. I mean, and he said, well, last time I saw him, he goes, yeah, on Tuesday nights at my welding class. I said, your welding class? What do you mean you're taking a welding class? He goes, I'm on my third year. I've almost got my certification. And I looked at him, and I know maybe it's because I was just tired at the time. I said, why are you taking a welding class? And he looked me dead in the face. He goes, this job isn't going to last forever. He says, how many times have I had a job where I just turned around and boom, thanks for your help. See you later. He says, I've got to keep feeding my family. And so he told me how in the past lost his job. Of course, he's starting to go look for another one in the same field, but he had just enough skills that he could go and work construction with, you know, some of his friends and keep that paycheck coming in. He says, I'm not a great carpenter. He says, but I can fetch, I can tote, I can clean. I can, and he said, once I get my certification, something happens, I lose my job, doesn't matter, I'm out the door. I can go make a living as a welder. And I told this young man this story, and I asked him, I said, well, how old are you? He says, I'm 17. I said, well, just think about it. I said, because it's great to get an education. I was encouraging him that. I don't want anybody to think, oh, you're riding him. No, I wasn't. Really wasn't. You want to go to school, you know what's you're getting into, you know you're going to be deep in debt. But you want to do it. You want to get that because you have a dream. He says, I want to be a lawyer. I'm sure we need another lawyer. Sure we do. Okay. But I told him, I said, learn a skill. And the uncle slash dad or whatever he was, I don't know what, he was just sitting there nodding along with me. And then I said, you know, I told him to have a very nice day. And there was no animosity, but I really do. I'll never forget the look on his face when I was like, you know, learn how to weld. It was just like, it was almost like he was looking down on the thought. And again, I didn't get upset. I'm not thinking, you know, I'm better or worse or anything like that. I was trying to encourage him. What's better, to know less or to know more? The more you know, ding 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 ding. So it is going to be cold for the next several days. I think today is going to top out what, 60 degrees. Oh boy, can't wait. But the thing is, we're in the throes of fall. I mean, sure, there's going to be these warm bursts, but they're talking about this Arctic air that's coming down, and there's going to be a freeze warning for our area. We've got to be thinking about that. Time to pull the plants in, which I don't know if anybody out there is a gardener. I'm not, and I probably should have called Andre Viet. I didn't. But every year for my birthday in May, my mom buys me a tomato plant, and this one, this year, it actually provided tomatoes, which was nice. And my wife was like, poor little tomato plant's going to die. And so last night, I brought in the tomato plant. It's just sitting in a pot. I'm really wondering if I can make that thing grow tomatoes for the rest of the year. Can I keep it alive inside the house? I don't know, but I'm going to try. So anybody got any advice on that? I'll take your advice, because we're thinking about getting a grow lamp. And I just don't know how warm I need to keep it, or I'm a little lost on it right now. But we will take your calls at 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. You can also follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And don't forget, go to WRVA.com. Download the radio.com app. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. I hope you are having a wonderful Saturday. There's tons of stuff to do out there. I think I'm heading down to Sandston is having a fall festival today. I think I'm going to that. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. I might be tired when this is all said and done. Jordan, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Have you started planning out your Thanksgiving yet?
Yes, we talked about that the other day, and we are probably going to end up going to my brother's. My brother has the whole family over to his house.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that. We're probably going to be Saturday. I'll probably be leaving here and heading to Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following Thanksgiving is like the in-laws Thanksgiving. And we're all, I've been saddled with three dishes this year. No, that's fine. I'm totally cool with it. One, I'm frying a turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my job. And I'm also making the collard greens.
Yum.
This guy, from scratch, dude. None of that canned stuff. And I'm making a shrimp and calamari ceviche.
What?
You know, have you ever had ceviche?
I don't know.
It is a cold fish soup.
Okay.
That has tomatoes and avocados. It's a Mexican dish.
Okay.
And I tell you what, I will save you some. How about that? I will bring you a little bit of it.
Sounds good.
You put the fish in raw.
Right.
And all the lime juice and lemon juice and the cilantro and everything cooks the fish.
Huh.
It is refreshing and fantastic.
Okay.
It's something. But you were here last year for our Thanksgiving show, weren't you?
I was.
We're going to have to find a chef. We need to find a chef this year, because last year we had Piedmont Smokehouse, and
yeah,
that was good, but we're going to need a couple of professionals up in here to
I think
keep me
so
straight.
Too.
I'm going to put you on that part of the job. That's your job. Find us a chef. 833-804-1140. Yes, I am already planning my Thanksgiving show. It is the it's pretty much the most popular show of the year, and we'll have some fun. It's my favorite holiday. Now, I know a lot of you are already gearing up for Christmas. I get it. I give up. I really do. I give up. I'm not fighting it anymore. I'm still not going to put up the tree until after Thanksgiving, but I have just come to realize, based on what I see around me, what I see on Facebook and other social media, Christmas is something I can't fight against. I really can't. So a couple of things I would like to mention if you're going to start your decorations. And first and foremost, I'm going to say this. If you are one of the puts up decorations outside, the first thing I want you to make sure of is that you have everything plugged into a GFCI in a weatherproof box. You have to have that protection. I'll tell you more about it in a minute. 833-804-1140. Roy in Ashland.
I'm not Andre.
Okay.
I think you might be doing something futile with the tomato plant, because tomato plant is an annual. It is only going to set so many blossoms or blooms in a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Secondly, you're going to have your hosts with bees and moths and things like that in there to cross-pollinate it. So,
Do you think it'll last long enough for these like four little green tomatoes to ripen? Can I get that out of it?
You probably can.
Okay. See, that makes me feel better, because I just feel like it's such a waste, these little green tomatoes on there, and I just don't want them to die.
Well, you can have fried green tomatoes.
I would, but they're only like the size of my thumb. It would be one mouthful.
They're the size of ping pong balls, huh?
Now, if barely that big, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, it'll be an interesting horticulture experience.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to find out. Knowing my luck, though, the dog is going to see those tomatoes and think it's a ball and just chew them to pieces.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you, Roy. So, look, my mom gave me the plant. It never produced very big tomatoes. It's little. He's about right. About golf ball size at tops. And the only reason I'm trying to save it is because it still has like four or five little green tomatoes. And these little green guys have been on there, just green, not getting any bigger, not any riper, anything, for like 3 weeks. So, I don't know. I'm going to do my best. But if it dies, it dies. That's just what it is. But hey, I'll try. What are you going to do? 833-804-1140. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. I'm quit fighting against you people. The early decorators. You're rare and ready to go. I get it. You know, for some people, Christmas is just absolutely the most magical time of the year. And I get it, especially if you have kids. I think I'd probably be a little bit more into Christmas if I have children. I don't. But if you're going to decorate, a couple of tips I got to give you just to stay safe. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the tacky light tour. I think that's some of the coolest stuff. The time and effort and money that go into some of these displays blows my mind. But I'm going to say this, no matter what you're putting up outside, first and foremost, do you have a ground fault circuit interrupt, a GFCI receptacle, or at least a circuit that's on the breaker? What that does is it trips the breaker in case anything gets wet, and that prevents you from, you know, getting shocked. So please double check that. And the next one is, I'm going to say, pay the extra money for a good quality extension cord. I mean, you can go out and you can buy extension cords all day long. They're like 16 gauge wire, and that is just not going to cut it. Take it from somebody who's more than once, I think it's happened to me twice. I would be using a heavy duty grill and drill. And I didn't grab the right extension cord, and it was drawing so much power through these little itty-bitty wires that I ended up burning up the drill. And if you went over and grabbed hold of the extension cord, it was hot. So pay the extra money. You want at least, if you're going to go over 25 feet, buy at least a 12-gauge extension cord. I'm asking you, I'm begging you. It'll just be safer. And, hey, you can use that cord all year round. We'll talk about some of the other stuff we need to do. Jim and Henrico, I see you. I'll get to you. But I'm against that break. We got to pay the bills. My name's Richard McCann. The phone number is 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to the Home Show, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. And remember, if you've got a home improvement question, query, conundrum, riddle, you better get on it because we are out of here at 1130 for UVA football. Jim and Henrico.
Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Excellent, Jim.
Look, first of all, can you save me some of those collard greens, man?
I tell you what, it's really not a hard recipe, but there, yeah. I've got a little trick. Don't worry. The Saturday before Thanksgiving, I will tell you how to make them yourself.
All right. I'll be waiting to hear that.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I've got a ductwork question. Okay, I've got a two-story house, regular heating and air unit, gas-powered, and for some reason, it's a two-story house, upstairs bathrooms. I have two bathrooms upstairs. For some reason, the ductwork is in the ceiling, and it creates condensation basically only at the two bathroom areas in the summertime.
Okay, so...
Okay?
No, go ahead. So you're saying only in the summertime.
Yeah. And it will drip. And of course, then it's starting to put a little rust there on the vent covers, you know.
Sure.
And I'm not sure if being at the bathroom is in, or is it that might just be coincidence.
No, it's the bathroom because uh-huh. Okay. So even in the summertime, people take hot showers. Okay,
yeah.
That's a given. Now, do you have exhaust fans in your bathrooms?
Yes.
All right. How old's the house?
30 years old.
All right. Jim, here's the situation. In the summertime, uh-huh. Of course, you've got very cold air coming through that duct.
Right.
All right. In a hot attic, which is also then meeting all the moisture that is in the bathroom, meaning from your shower, water evaporating out of the toilet when you're running the sink. So what you really need to do is, one, I would update your exhaust fans. They now they now make exhaust fans for the bathrooms. You know, the old fans just didn't pull the CFMs. They you had to run it for 15, 20 minutes before it would clear a room. That's why you have a different bathroom than your wife.
Right.
Okay. Some people understand that joke. I would I would update. It took you a minute, didn't it? Shouldn't have to explain these things. I would update the exhaust fans. I'd also, when next time your HVAC guy comes in to service your HVAC, ask them to check and make sure the part that comes from the ductwork into the ceiling, that's called a boot. And I would like them to double check if that boot is insulated.
Okay.
All right, because when you've got when you've got hot metal, cold air, plus some moisture in the area, you're going to end up with condensation. I'm surprised it doesn't drip off the ceiling.
Well, it does.
You need a new exhaust fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I probably got the minimum, you know, minimum grade fan when they built the house.
Well, Jim, defending people that were putting in fans back then, meaning me, my father, all, they didn't make very good fans.
Yeah.
Okay. That you just installed what you could. It wasn't it wasn't until the last several years they started kicking up the volume on those things, and now, I mean, you can get a fan that'll pull a toupee off a bald man.
Right. That's what I want.
That's what you want. Okay. So you want you want an electrician, to get in there. You know, your HVAC guy. If you're gonna, when's the last time you had your HVAC serviced anyway?
Well, it was like, back in the spring, I guess.
All right, so you need to have it done anyway. So why don't you call my friends at BREMAC and see if they can't bring a fan with them. So while they're doing the service, they can install the fan. Do a little one-stop shopping, if you will.
Yeah. I think that fan deal makes real good sense because my fans, I think, are pretty weak.
Right, and this time of year, I mean, let's face it, what feels better than coming in and just blasting the hot water, you know, until you turn all red like a lobster?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jim.
All right.
I think you're set. I think you're good.
I'm good. And just don't forget me on that recipe for your collard greens.
Well, like I said, I'm hoping to get a chef in here, but Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. And I would be more than happy to share some of our favorites, though I'm holding off until Christmas to teach you guys how to make lobster mac and cheese.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I'll be waiting.
All
Thank
right,
you
Jim.
So much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
833-804-1140. That's how you get through the show. Yep. If you have an exhaust, you live in an older home, heck, you live in a new home. All right, unless you asked for an upgrade on the exhaust fan in your bathroom, you've got the bare bones minimum. And what I want you to do is, especially in this type of weather, is when you climb out of the shower, turn on the exhaust fan, and walk away. Leave the door open. One of the ways we get moisture into our house, we don't have an exhaust fan, house is too old, is by opening up the bathroom door after we take a shower. Let all that moisture flow into the house. Jan in Richmond.
Yes. So you want me to tell you my problem?
Yeah, I'm preparing.
Okay. When my neighbor uses her garbage disposal, my drain makes awful noises. Matter of fact, the last time she used it, I thought my drain was going to explode. It was a loud noise, and then all of a sudden there was like a pop, and awful egg smell followed that. So what is my problem?
All right, so are you living in a condo or an apartment?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I'm in the middle. It's three stories, She's above me. She does travel quite a bit, and it seems when she does return, that's when it's the worst, you know, when she puts it on, uses it.
All right. One, your neighbor is very lazy and does not know how to scrape a plate into a trash can. And and you can tell them I said that, all right?
Hey, when I bought this condo, the first thing I did was have my disposal removed. I just think those things are creepy and, you know, it takes up too much space under the sink.
That, and it also stops up the drains. Now, see, all of your waste pipes, yours, hers, and the one below you, they're all connected. So what's happening is her, yeah, I mean, it's all going into the same drain. So her garbage disposal is getting ready to die. Probably the blades and the teeth inside are just rattling around. Who knows what she's put in there? That's why you get that stink. And it sounds. It also sounds like there's a good chance she's helped stop up the vent, which means that's why you're getting that smell. What you need to do, I would first talk to them. Tell them what's going on, and say, "Look, it's shaking the pipes in the house," and you know, suggest they talk to a plumber. If that doesn't work, and I can't believe I'm saying, well, in my earlier show, I said they serve a purpose, and they do. That's when you contact your homeowners association.
You mean if she doesn't want to go ahead and have it repaired?
If she cannot help you, then someone has to tell her to do something about it, because, you know, that's what those homeowners associations are for. You guys are all living as
a
group.
I'm president of my association here.
Well, then why the heck? Why are you calling me? You already know what to do.
No, I don't. I mean, it's a small building. There's 6 units, and we all are neighborly.
Then if you're neighborly, just...
I did explain to her once before, and she thought it was my problem.
No,
you know,
all your waste pipes are connected. That means when her stuff is rattling, it's rattling yours. So that's what you need to do. Just tell her you need to call a plumber and get this thing taken care of.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Call BREMAC.
All righty.
Thank you, hon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Jim, Brian, I see you, but I'm against a break. And I appreciate everybody that calls in. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, and go to WRVA.com. That's where you can download podcasts of the show if you missed anything in the early show or last week's show or the week before that. We got a good response from our people that called in about the open enrollment. Really glad that helped some people. My name is Richard McCann. You know the phone number, 833-804-1140. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's the phone number. Jim on 95.
Hey, how you doing, Richard?
I'm good.
Just a quick question. A while ago, you mentioned that if you're going to have outdoor Christmas lights, you ought to have a GFI set up. And my question is this. Were you assuming that the outside outlet at the house is not already hooked up to a GFI?
I have come across older houses, and we have a lot of old houses in Richmond that, you know, don't have a GFI or...
Well, I hope you've answered my question then. You don't need to do it. If you know for sure you got a GFI on your front porch, you don't need to add a second one just because it's outside.
No, but you do need to test it, make sure that it's still working properly.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
All right, Jim.
Thanks for the tip. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That was a long wait for a short question. Brian in Richmond.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, I have a situation. I was listening to the previous call before the break there about the exhaust in the restroom. And I kind of have that issue as well, but I probably do need to have the fan looked at. I don't know how old it is, but I've lived in my house about 3 years now. So I do need to check it. It does seem to pull the moisture, but a better one would probably be a good idea. But the hiccup that I'm having is I have one of those bathtubs that they put in, and they put that kind of like that plastic or fiberglass, you know, tiling or wall around. And there's a piece where the two parts come together that mold is beginning to grow in that area. And I didn't know the best way to get around that because I don't know if it's making me sick yet. It might be.
No, it's really not. What you need to, what it all comes down to is mold grows because of moisture. And you're probably, like you said, how old's the house?
How old is that townhouse out there at Windsor Park? Probably 40 years old.
Yeah, you've got a small exhaust fan that's not really pulling out the moisture. What I would do, until you can get a new one, a bigger one in there, I would make sure that once you leave the bathroom, leave the door open.
Okay, I always do.
Okay, that's good. Do you have a glass door on your shower?
I do not.
What do you have? You have a curtain?
Yeah.
All right, well, make sure that's open, too.
Okay.
The only other thing I would suggest is, you know, maybe down the road, once you've done the fan, if it's still giving you problems, have Miracle Method come in and resurface the whole darn thing.
Okay. Is there a way to kind of cover up or clean that little bit of, I mean, it's inside that little strip there and it's hard to get to. Do I need to re-caulk it maybe? Or
if it's caulked, then you can pull the caulk out, clean it, and re-caulk it.
Okay. All right. And Miracle Method, you said, is the...
That's the people that can resurface your bathtub and your surround. And whoever, okay. And you know, like I said, get a good electrician in there to put in a bigger fan.
Okay, sounds great. And I know a good one, too, by the way. So
there you go.
I've already had him do some work.
Go for it.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Brian. Try to get through all of them. Do you think we can do it? Max and Glen Allen.
Hi, Richard. I'm calling to see if you can help me with some confusion I have over bathroom tile.
Okay.
I'm redoing a couple of old bathrooms, and I'm getting conflicting advice on whether to use ceramic or porcelain or marble.
What's there now?
What's there now is linoleum and a fiberglass inset.
Okay, so you're going to pull out everything, put in a new tub and surround and new floor.
Correct.
All right. Marble's expensive, it's cold, and it's slippery. And it's expensive. It really is. I like ceramic. I would put in a Dura-Ceram tub. It's not cast iron. It's a composite material, but it's darn near indestructible. I would do a ceramic surround, and I would do a ceramic floor with a radiant panel low heater underneath it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they make these low-voltage little mats that go underneath the tile. And I tell you what, have you ever climbed out of a tub onto cold tile? That sucks.
Oh, yes.
But warm tile is wonderful.
Well, thank you. That helps me. I get conflicting advice every time I shop for tile.
It's going to be. You know, get three prices. That's what I'm going to tell you every time. Talk to my guys over at Akey's Home Improvement.
Akey's Home Improvement.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. And can I do it? Alden in Richmond.
Yeah, I heard you say something about extension cord. Sometimes when I live in an older house and I have a heater, I put, you know, plug it into when I touch the unplug it, it's hot where I plug it in. What kind of extension cord should I get to?
Heaters really should not run on extension cords at all.
Really?
I don't like it. If it's over, I mean... They make these extension cords that for air conditioning units. It's a big, thick, heavy cord, but it's only about 6 feet long.
Uh-huh.
But you want at least 12 gauge, and you don't want to go over 6 feet.
12 gauge, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. I don't like space heaters, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Space heater should not be on an extension cord.
Oh, okay.
Bye. Ugh, extension space heaters. I know. Okay, look. I'm not being a jerk here. We all have to do what we have to do. I went a whole winter. I went two winters in Casa de McCann without heat. And yeah, I use some space heaters. But if you're going to use a space heater, the one I'm going to recommend is get one of those infrared space heaters. Okay? And do not put it on extension cord. The nice thing about the infrareds is they will keep a room very nice and toasty warm, and they don't use a lot of electricity. The old school ones that had the little glowing elements in it, hate those things. The oil-filled ones that look like radiators, they're not bad, but I'm not crazy about them, and they eat up a lot of electricity. But no extension cords if you can help it. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. News Radio WRVA. That's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. Give me a call.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dos of the home show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. How is everybody doing on the first really cold weekend? I mean, fall is here, isn't it? Isn't it great? Yeah. I'm just so happy. Smiling real big right now. Ugh. Yesterday was brutal. And hey, they're saying there's, look, depending on who you listen to, there is a chance we might get a little precipitation on Tuesday. They keep bouncing back and forth, though. Are we going to get light snow? Are we going to get rain? Is it so cold that it'll freeze? These are things I worry about. And I don't care about the northerners that say, I don't see what the big deal is. It's just an inch of snow. Just a little snow. Why is everybody just freaking out? Easy. We don't get it. Don't get snow. I'm trying to remember. Years ago, I had a guest on the show, and I said, so, it just so happened, it was wintertime, and they got snow in New Orleans. And it just so happened that that guest used to be a radio host in New Orleans. And he says, you know what we do when it snows in New Orleans? I'm like, what? He goes, we get our lawn chairs out, we go sit out front, and just watch the cars go sideways down the road because nobody's ever really seen snow before. So I'm just saying is I'd rather be prepared than and nothing happen. You know, what was the old saying? Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. That's me. That's my definition. They'll put that on my headstone. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to have a headstone. I'm donating my body to science fiction. But I do want you to start thinking about it, start being prepared, and start preparing the house. We talked about this earlier. One of the things I had to do this week is I had to go out and buy tires for the battle wagon. Now, one of the things I like about my truck is it can go through snow. Kind of designed for it. Off-road. But the tires were so wore out that I didn't even like driving it in the rain. And I know it's my own fault. For letting it go too long. I'm one of those people, I just wear stuff out, and I'm going to get every speck of life out of something before I get rid of it or replace it. Is it the smart thing to do? Probably not. Got to keep looking at my water heater. I know that thing's on borrowed time. But again, it's in a basement, it has a floor drain, and when it leaks, I'll replace it. But one of the things I want to bring up, we talked about this earlier, is check the tires on your car. Now, Jordan, what'd you call it again? There's a wear ridge?
It's a tread line.
A tread line. And that's between the first two ribs on your tire.
Yeah, I'm only assuming that's how it is on my tires, but okay. I'm assuming if they put your tires on right, it's on for all tires.
Oh, okay. Because and that's one way to know if your tires are worn out. If that's level with your grip, they're done. Another trick we learned in the earlier show is the Lincoln test. And that is where you take a penny and you flip him upside down. So President Lincoln is standing on his head and you put it down between the treads on your tire. And if you can see his entire head, all of it, it's time for new tires. If his head is covered partially, you're good. Now, I did this, and there's nothing wrong with it. I didn't buy brand new tires. I'll admit to it. Brand new tires were going to run me about $150 each. Yeah, that's owning a truck. But I have found places, and they're out there, that sell used tires. And they're perfectly good tires. The place I go to usually has about, they say, 95% tread. I've been going there for years, and I'll be honest with you. I got them all said, all done on the truck, and I'm rolling down the road. Cost me $250. All said, all done. Now, are they going to wear out faster? Probably. What am I going to get? 1 year less on them? Maybe. Not worried about it. Some people get funny about where they shop. I don't. There's not a Christmas that goes by that I don't go by the pawn shop. I'm not kidding. Jordan, have you started buying jewelry for your bride yet? You
know, not like serious jewelry.
Well, when you're ready to, take this piece of advice. She's not going to mind. Go to a pawn shop.
Yeah.
You can buy spectacular stuff at a pawn shop. You've seen my Masonic ring, this gold one I wear right here.
Mm-hmm.
I had this appraised. I'm not bragging. I had it appraised at about $1,500 to $2,000.
Okay.
I bought it for $250 at a pawn shop.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. People, don't be embarrassed. Good stuff's out there. You got to look for it. 833-804-1140. I don't even know why I went there. 833-804-1140. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you got a home improvement question, query, conundrum, riddle, whatever is going on in your world, we are an abbreviated show today. Because UVA football is coming on at 11:30, and they are playing Georgia. Is it Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Okay, excuse me. And we are expecting them to crush them into tiny powder and then just mail them back to Georgia. They're not even going to need the bus. They're just going to UPS them right back down there. But that starts at 11:30, so I want you to get in on this while you can. Another thing I'm going to bring up, I brought this up earlier, but this is important. We are going to get some really cold weather, and we're actually going to be in a freeze warning. Plants that need to come in, bring them in. But today, when it gets up to about 60, which we're hoping will be soon, I want you to go around the house and close up all the vents that are going into your crawl space. Some people have automatic vents. They have a little spring on them, and as they warm up, they open up, and as they gets colder, it closes. Most don't. Most of you just have old-style slide vents. What I advise people to do for over the last couple of years is close them, and then when you're at your home improvement shop, whatever one you go to, buy yourself some 2-inch styrofoam, cut them to size, slide them inside of the vent. Because the way you get a frozen pipe isn't just because of cold weather. It's because of cold weather and wind. If you close up those vents and insulate them right, you won't get that cold weather underneath. You won't end up with the frozen pipes, because there's nothing a plumber hates more than frozen pipes. You can say, oh, look, didn't that make you money? No, it really doesn't. It just makes me miserable. It's expensive to fix it, folks, because plumbers have to crawl through water. And we don't like that. Really, it's an awful situation. So close them up, insulate them, And we can deal with them again come spring. We'll deal with them then. Don't worry about it. Also, disconnect your hoses out there, people. If you got a hose onto a hose bib, disconnect it. Roll it up, put it away. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to the Home Show, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show. We are abbreviated today because at 11:30, it is time for UVA college football, and they are taking on Georgia Tech today. But before we do that, I want to tell, hey, Jordan, you remember our dear buddy, Gary Powell?
Of course I do.
Okay. You know, he left us for the good reasons. His mother-in-law was sick, and they moved to Florida.
Right.
Well, I've got a story, and I think he might be the culprit. Hit the music.
It happens in Florida.
Have you seen Bigfoot? An 8-foot, 300-pound statue of Sasquatch went missing last month from outside Mattress Monsters in Boynton Beach, Florida, police said Wednesday. The hard-to-miss figure, valued at $3,000, was stolen sometime between October 6th and 13th. You know, that's a big window for somebody to see it. But the owner didn't report the theft until October 20th, the Boynton Police Department said on Facebook. Quote, the store didn't realize it was missing right away due to there being a lot of other large decorations outside for Halloween. There is no surveillance footage of the theft, according to authorities. Obviously, obviously, it took more than one person to steal the statue, unquote, the department saying. It's not exactly the easiest thing to hide. Police asked residents who might have information or have seen the statue to contact Detective Daniel, blah, 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 Palm Beach County Crime Stoppers. I think they should talk to Gary. Just saying. Of course, Gary's, what, about 5'6" and 140 pounds soaking wet, but who steals a Sasquatch? You know, it's Florida. You know, there was just a bunch of guys out one night, and somebody said, hold my beer. Because it's 300 pounds. I'm a pretty beefy dude, but I can't cover that. 833-804-1140. If you want to read other stories that I put up, with some of them, there are some stories I get from down that way that I just cannot say on air. Not because, well, because it's just, I'm not doing it. I'm not putting my radio career at risk. That's for bigger guys with better lawyers than me to do that. But I do post them on the Facebook page, and it's a fun way for, just to laugh at these stupid people. By the way, I want you to follow me on Facebook, but don't forget to go to WRVA.com. When you miss part of the show, you can download podcasts, and that way you can just take the show wherever you go. I know we have some people out there in other states. That's the only way they get to listen to the show. And to you, I want to remind you, tell your friends. They might enjoy this. Who knows? 833-804-1140. Kent in Chesterfield.
Hey, how you doing today, Richard?
I'm doing well, Kent.
All right. Question I have in my den on the north wall, there's a door like 2/3 of the way. On the left-hand side of the door, the electrical outlet doesn't work. On the right-hand side of the door, it does. On the east wall, that outlet doesn't work. So what would be causing part of the room, even the same wall with a door in it, one side works and one side doesn't? The house is like 30 years old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you notice I didn't ask how old it was this time because because I hate to say it, Kent. Your problem is something that, well, not me personally, but a lot of us electricians that were doing that back then, we caused that problem, and we're sorry. See, there's two ways to wire a receptacle. One is to wrap the wire around the screw, tighten it down, and have a nice day. The other way to do it is to strip the wire and then just stab it right into the back of the receptacle. Because it has these little blades that hold the wire in place. And it's really fast, and it was legal. Still is. Problem is, we all understand that electricity and wire means resistance and heat. And what I have found over the years is sometimes those stabbed in the back receptacles will just give up the ghost. They'll either burn off, or because of the heat, they'll just pop out completely. And since the power comes into one receptacle and goes out to the next one, what you've got is a receptacle that has let loose the wires. So I would start with the one that's working, and then what you're going to have to do is just keep taking them apart down the row until you figure out which one let the wires loose.
I got you.
Now, Kent, are you planning on doing this yourself?
Yeah, I thought about it, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice, and this is important, all right? Make sure the power is turned off. And once you've done that, make sure the power is turned off. You feel me?
I got you.
So that's it. You're just going to have to start taking them apart one at a time, and then you're going to find the one that's let the wires loose. It's pretty common.
Will I need to replace the outlet, or do I need to just rewire it kind of?
I would replace the outlet.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm looking. Is it beige?
I think so.
You know why? Because everything we put in back then was beige.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
All right, Ken.
I'm not in the house.
Look, brother, go forth and home improve.
I got you. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. That's my job. Yeah. Jordan, I had a guy call me up. He runs a maintenance crew, and he said he was sent somebody to go look at an electrical problem. He goes, now, before you do anything, I want you to make sure the power is off. And the guy said, okay, I will. He goes, and then I want you to make sure the power is off.
Yeah.
We're influencers now. So,
well, I mean, that is, you know, you don't want however many thousand volts.
Not thousands, but it's enough.
Enough to fry your heart.
Yeah, I've had talked to people more than once. My name is Richard McCann. Let's get out of here because it is now time for UVA football. Thanks to Jordan for pushing all the right buttons. Dennis for keeping his finger on the pulse. Everybody else, I'll see you right here next Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.